Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Shift.
Hello.
Myself and Katie here, and we have an amazing episode coming up. We have an interview with Jess Brennan, who is running a liberated club night here in Dublin, but used to frequent the sex clubs in Berlin. So we talked to her about that and about her OnlyFans account. And then myself and Katie discuss what we think about this crazy new world of liberated club culture.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So it's great to be back, Katie.
It's great to be back.
You had your phone robbed in the meantime.
Oh my fucking God, yeah. This week was a bit mental. Got my phone robbed out of my hand while I was Google mapping. So I'll be walking around the streets now with an actual map from now on.
Wow, I guess this is becoming a thing.
Yeah, no, the police said that it's a thing. It's happened a couple of times there and it's in a nice area. Like it was on Lexington, so it's not like I was in a dodgy area.
But are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Like, I was upset.
Did you get a fright?
I got a fright, but then when I spoke to my dad, he was like, because I got more of a fright with the phone. I was just like, look, you know, whatever, I have insurance. I'm sure I'll be able to sort that out. So I went straight to the police. It was more when I got home and saw that they'd taken money out of my account that I didn't have. You know, they took 1500 and I don't have 1500 in my checking account. So I went like negative 600. And
wow.
Which is insane. Like, you know, on all parties, because why would I've never done that before. How can you physically take money I don't have? The little bastard, you know what he did?
Well, that's just an overdraft. That's no big deal.
I know, but I didn't think I would go nearly 600 overdraft. But the little bastard, he sent it to his friend, I guess, or himself, who knows. And he had like a little house and a little house emoji and a little money with wings emoji, like as if I were paying rent, little fucker.
So are they able to stop that? You've sorted that out though,
yeah,
right?
I got the money back and because I just screenshot everything, sent it to Venmo straight away. And then I spoke to them and even the bank were like, oh, we'll credit you until you get it sorted out because we shouldn't have let it go overdraft or whatever. And then the police said, are like working the case now. So it's all grand. It's just, you know, so.
Right. Well, anyway, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, no, look, it was funny because I was like upset for a second and then my dad was like, oh, why are you upset? It's grand. Like, Jesus Christ, just a phone and some money. You could have fallen over and you could have broken your neck. I was like, all right, yeah, you're right. I'm lucky I was robbed. Thanks.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better.
Thanks, Dad. He's gasped. So, no sympathy.
Well, he's also a cop, so he sees so much hell. Oh, so he probably like... He probably just used to people coming in with these fucking, minimal problems, just being like, Jesus Christ, will you fucking calm down? Like, it's not a big deal.
No, because he was like, he was right. He said it's huge now back home where people are getting their bag robbed and they're falling over and breaking their arm or spraining the wrist. Or he was like, you know, you hear about people getting slashed and stuff. So he was like, honestly, he was like...
It's the handy thing about having a dad who's a guard, you know?
Yeah, you kind of just get on with things then. Because then you're like, oh yeah, why am I crying? Yeah. You feel a bit foolish. Like, okay, really?
So did you get any feedback from last week's ep?
Just that people were getting hot and heavy. Someone said that my voice
nice. It's almost like we were providing phone sex.
I know. Jesus.
Yeah, we like... Love when people get horny listening to the pod.
Yeah, it never even occurred to me. Really.
I got a bit of that too, like people messaging me back saying like I'm getting horny and work and stuff.
Yeah, good.
Which is great, you know?
Yeah, no, good.
Excite them.
Yeah. And a few people asking about the vibrator as well. So I put up a link to Sex Shuppa.
Oh, I saw that. Well done, Katie.
Yeah. Oh my God. You know what's so funny? This is so funny. Okay. So maybe not, but I had a date and I always bring my dates home, like, and I don't have sex with them. I've stopped doing that. But I was just so drunk, and I was like, we were hanging out, and I was like, you can come back to my house, but like, I'm just not gonna have sex tonight. And he was like, yeah, that's grand. We'll go back and we'll have a cup of tea. And I fucking went and bought almond milk and everything, and come back, and he comes into my room and I go to bed, and I pushed him back out. And I was like, just one second. But on my bed was the vibrator just sitting there.
Just sitting there.
Fucking
unwashed.
Fucking used from the night before.
Oh my God, like, Katie.
Now, luckily, he stepped back out.
Between the shame and the germs, I don't know what's worse.
I know, oh right? My God. But it's more just like me being like, we're not having sex. And then imagine now he had to come in and there's a fucking vibrator sitting there. The edgy, like, it's very mixed.
Yeah, signals. It would have been mixed messages.
So I just like fired it into the press and was like, right, to-do list is wash that tomorrow and fucking never leave that out on your bed again.
well, yeah. I mean, honestly, I always feel like just never leave it out.
I know, but you know,
don't leave the sex toys out. You just never know.
But I never even to be honest with you,
I always clear my history after watching porn on my phone. Like, just never leave anything to chance.
Yeah, you need to be careful. Like, it never even occurred. Like, I went out to this date with so low expectations. I really thought that we'd hate each other, and after 10 minutes, I'd be making up an excuse to leave. So it never even occurred to me that I'd be like, let's hang out till all hours in the morning. So,
no, it's a good date.
Oh yeah, it was great. It was a great date because it was crashed by those audience members who'd come down from who were in New York, and he kind of came to meet me, and I was like, oh, do you know what, like, I'm hanging out with these guys and they're a bit of fun, would you mind for a little bit if we hung out? And he was like, nah, this is great. And we actually hung out with them for the whole night, so it ended up being,
oh, that was great. Yeah. It's kind of good that when something like that happens, it's almost kind of better.
It was easier
because
was less
then you
pressure.
Can just get to know each other, but especially because you didn't organize it that way, it just happened. Well, that's good. Are you going to meet this guy on Valentine's Day then?
It never even occurred to me. That's so funny because he did bring up Valentine's Day now that you're saying that. And I was like, oh, what? He was like,
eh, Valentine's Day. Meet up with him. Bang him. Fucking get it over with, Katie. Get yourself back in the game.
Slip back.
So I got a lot of feedback on the Valentine's Day stuff. But to be honest, we've so much coming up. I feel like it's worth. But, you know, I think the majority of people were just like, it's kind of a bullshit thing. But at the same time, early in a relationship, I think you should make an effort. A lot of people just liked the excuse to have a night as opposed to really feeling any sort of like financial pressure to buy flowers or anything. They just kind of liked the concept of this is a lover's night. But more people were sort of slightly cynical about it. And everybody who is single says Valentine's Day brings a lot of pressure, which I disagree. I actually think it's completely irrelevant. When you're single, I think it's great because it's less pressure because you just don't have to give a fuck. But a lot of single people were saying that they feel shitty on Valentine's Day.
Well, I'm sorry that they feel that. I've never been with anybody on Valentine's Day in years, and I've never even thought about it. It never even occurred to me.
Yeah, it could come and go. Yeah. It's the day after Aiden's birthday, so I really just think, like, get Aiden a fucking present before Valentine's Day. That's all that matters. You know, Aiden will be 40.
Aww.
So anyway, let's introduce the chat with Jess. Obviously, you weren't in Dublin, but I had Jess over my house. We talk about this club night that she's running in Dublin called Sanctuary. And before that, a little bit about her history of how she got into this whole world of liberated club culture, which you'll find out about in the chat.
Yeah, and thanks you, and thanks Jess. That was great. She's great. So I'm excited for you guys to listen. She really is brilliant.
And here she is. So you are Jess Brennan.
I'm Jess Brennan.
We haven't had we actually haven't had that many guests on the pod, but I think that you're the first guest that's very much somebody I came to know via the social media.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you how I came to know you.
Okay.
I was dating a younger woman.
Yeah.
And she was big into Instagram. And she was like, do you follow this girl, Jess Brennan? She posts mad shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was quite fascinated.
Yeah.
How did you notice then that suddenly people were following you? Because it was like, did you find first that it was Irish people going, fuck, this Irish girl is mad? Or do you find it was more just people in general?
Because
I found out about it of, check out this Irish girl. She's really fucking letting go over in Berlin.
I don't know if you know about the time that I was in Croatia.
I saw a reference to it in the Hot Press interview, but I didn't know exactly what happened.
That was funny. So briefly, we were going to a festival, a beach festival. So me and like all my girlies and... we were in bikinis. I was in a bikini anyway. Because we were getting a private little bus thing from our apartment to the festival. So I was like, oh, I don't really care. Like, you know, we're going to
So
the
you
beach.
Went in your bikini.
I went in my bikini.
Yeah.
So we stopped in like a Lidl along the way to pick up booze and food and whatever to keep us going. Because I think it was like a week long festival. And I just, my suitcase was in the back and in the boot. And it was like 35 degrees. I was like, oh, fuck this. I'm not bothered going to get like anything out. I was like, I'm going in. I don't care. We're in the middle of nowhere in Croatia. Nobody knows me. It's fine. So we're strolling around. I didn't realize that Croatia is actually quite like, well, certain parts are like quite conservative.
Yes, yeah, pretty Catholic.
Yeah, which I probably should have looked that up. But some guy anyway took a photo, which I didn't realize at the time, of me in Lidl in my bikini. And when I got to the festival, there was guys working on like the food vans and stuff. And they were like, oh, you were in like our newspaper. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah. Because I had pink hair, like bright pink hair. He was like, yeah, I recognize you're in the newspaper. And I was like, what? And he was kind of like translating it off this like article on his phone.
What were they saying?
It was just like, oh, like crazy tourist goes like grocery shopping in a bikini. And that was, we were kind of having a laugh about it. And then when I was leaving the festival, like violently hungover one day, I was actually getting like a 24-hour bus from Croatia to Berlin. And it was like, next thing I like pulled up my phone and like my phone was just hopping with notifications of like the Sun newspaper. And
no way.
And it's like, Irish model like fucking goes to Croatia and I don't know, like gets in trouble for wearing it. And I was like, that didn't happen. Like I just some guy.
Oh,
just
so that was like a viral moment for
that
you.
That was like a viral moment, yeah. So that was like, you know, things that like I never, this wasn't planned. You know, I'm never like, all right, I'm going to do this so that like I grow my following or, you know, this is the image I'm projecting. It's just randomly happened, if that kind of makes sense. You know?
Yeah, yeah. But then you ran with it.
Then I ran with it, yeah. Sure, what else can you do?
And in terms of when you were in Berlin,
yeah,
were you just like promoting parties and dancing at parties and different things? Or are you just going?
When I first went over, that time I was in the camper van, we just saved up. We didn't work.
Yeah.
Over there.
But the second time,
yeah. So I was doing I wasn't promoting any parties over there. I was doing my same kind of brand promotion on Instagram. Did I have my OnlyFans page?
Oh, you do have an OnlyFans.
I do have an OnlyFans.
Oh,
I can't. I think I only got it actually towards the end of my time there.
Oh, I've wanted to talk about OnlyFans. I did not know that you had an OnlyFans.
Yeah, I'm very private, not private about it, but I'm not, I don't promote it on my Instagram or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, I think that's, yeah. OnlyFans is fascinating.
Isn't it?
You're making money off that?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
so, yeah.
Well, can we come back to that?
Yeah.
And you tell me about what you're comfortable with. Well, at the end of the day, you might get some followers out of it too, which is great.
Subscribers,
But anyway, just about liberated club culture.
Yeah.
Were some of the nights like fetish nights and stuff?
Yeah.
And all of them were gay, or some of the fetish stuff was more just like fetishy?
Yeah, like a lot of the, I guess the parties I used to go to, like Same Bitches and Buttons and Hair and Sonnet, they're like just like queer techno nights. And then there was a lot of nights that we'd go to in Kit Kat Club. I don't know anything about any of it. You haven't heard it, okay. So Kit Kat Club is like a kink fetish sex club.
Always or just a night in a club?
Pretty much always.
Okay.
Like some nights are more hardcore than others.
Okay.
But yeah, pretty much all the time. So I remember like my first time being in Kit Kat Club. I wasn't really sure what to expect. I knew it was a bit mad, but went to the bar and I was just like, I think I went at like 6 a.m. It was like really late, and I think maybe it was like a Monday night, or it was not busy anyway at all. And we just walked in and that was fine. And obviously there's no phones in Kit Kat, so basically when you're going in, they kind of tell you to not, they don't tell you to take your clothes off, but like, you know, if you were to walk in, they'd be like, yeah, you have to take your top off.
Yeah, like you have to do something that suggests you're in on it all. You're not an observer.
Yeah. So they're like, you know, you have to, like I went, anytime I went with guys, they were like, okay, top's off. Like, I was like, what? They're like, top's off. You can't, you have something to leave them in the cloakroom. Yeah, so.
There has to be some minimal active participation. Yeah,
exactly, exactly. And if you're not willing to, then you have to get out.
Which is fair enough.
Which is fair, yeah. And it's kept it the way it is.
It's better for you anyway, because you're going to have a better time if you feel like, it's kind of like a taking off one layer of fear.
Leaving your inhibitions in the cloakroom in your bag.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
So you have to leave your phone in your bag, in the cloakroom, or in your jacket or whatever.
Which is fantastic.
Which is so good, yeah. Which is what we do at Sanctuary as well.
I saw that.
Not quite the same, but similar. But we, so we went in and there was this kind of like, I guess like, it's like a railing, like up above the bar. I was ordering a drink and there were just two people just absolutely going at it. Just
banging.
Banging. Hardcore.
Because they mentioned that in this article that I read. That and takes a bit of getting used to.
Yeah, I guess that was probably my first time.
Oh, so that was your first experience of that?
Was it? Like, so openly, I guess.
Yeah.
Like,
it was how did you feel?
Like, fucking fair play to yous. Like, you know, because they're kind of like, I was kind of like waiting for my drink going, they are just going at it. They don't give a shit. They're having an absolute ball.
Like standing up or lying down?
I think like doggy.
Right.
Bend over. So she was kind of like, I think I kind of, it was a straight couple and there was, I think there was kind of some eye contact and a kind of a, like a nod or a smile or something. And I was just like, yeah, fair play to you. And then as that went on, like I get, that wasn't my first experience. My first experience of like seeing people, I think having sex in clubs was in Berghain. So that was, but that was Kit Kat. And Kit Kat is a lot more like, I guess like swinger kind of couples.
Oh, right. And voyeurism and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. So that was, yeah, it's mad. Like, it's hard to explain.
And you did you like the vibe or were you actually into part of the...
When I was there in 2015 with my ex-boyfriend, I kind of, not that it took a bit of getting used to, but it was kind of, I guess I hadn't really had sex like in front of people before, you know, that kind of way. So that was, I was more kind of like, oh, fair play. These people are like, you know, they don't care. They're in the moment. They're enjoying it. And like, that's great. But so I think my first...
But were you thinking I would like to be this liberated? Or were you just thinking this is interesting?
Just like originally just interesting. Like I was more kind of like, I feel like I'm staring at people now.
Yes.
And I don't want them to feel uncomfortable. But then you realize they don't give a shit.
And your staring is probably part of it for them.
They're enjoying it. Yeah. So me and my ex-boyfriend had sex in Berghain. And I think that must be my first time kind of, it was definitely my first time like openly having sex in a club. And it was just, people were just walking by, you know, maybe they might stop and, you know, give you a little, you know, nod and, and walk on, or they wouldn't even bat an eyelid because they're so used to seeing it.
Yeah. But how were you feeling?
I was feeling great.
Were you in the moment or you were...
Yeah, no, completely in the moment. Yeah,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was really, like, it was really nice. Because that's the other thing. You kind of think, like, oh, am I going to be distracted?
Or self-conscious.
Yeah, which I wasn't at all. At all. Because nobody is judging you. Like, you feel that. Like, nobody is.
And was it better or worse than normal? Was it definitely, like...
It was a buzz. Like, it's a buzz.
And it's unique, right? It's novel, so that's exciting.
Yeah, because I never really understood before. Like, there was times that I'd kind of, like, stumble across couples like having sex somewhere in Berghain, and you know, I'd be like, oh, I'm kind of like, oh, sorry, you know, and they're like, no, stay, watch, stay. You know, and I never really got it before, you know, but they'd be like, you're invited to join in more often than not. So yeah.
But when, just as a side note, when people say join in, what's the sort of situation with like protection and stuff like that?
I guess it just depends on the couple, like, or who's doing it, like, there's obviously I'm trying to think now. I know in Kit Kat anyway, like in most bars you can just get condoms at the bar, or they're just around, or they're in the bathrooms or whatever.
But that's, people are conscious of that though, in terms of I know there must be some careless behavior, but just in terms of asking randomers to join in,
I guess I'm not too sure. Like, I have, when I was over there, I only ever had sex with people that I was with.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you've never said to somebody like, hey, pop,
Pop on in there. No. No.
Well, also, it has to be your thing. Is that, would that be your thing?
Not particularly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, in saying that, like, if I was like, it's different when you're there, you know, as well. Sometimes you're just like caught up in the moment. But yeah, for me, not really, like, and I've always, not always, but I've, like, I wouldn't be like massively, like, overly, like, sexual with strangers.
Yes.
So like it would always be with people that like I really only have sex with people that I have like a really good connection with.
Yeah.
So to just meet, so I don't really kind of get the whole like,
yeah, you're not into
it. I'm just not into it. I know like some people are, a lot of people are, especially like over there. It's like a massive thing. But like even like some of my friends would be like, oh yeah, you know, I was in Brookline the weekend and yeah, I just like fucked some random guy in the toilet. I'm kind of like, oh, no, wait, who was it? And then she's like, well, I have no idea. You know?
So you find it equally distributed amongst men and women in terms of those that are into the randomness?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people's perception is that a lot of women in a relationship get into it with pressure from the guy. Absolutely, but it definitely didn't come from the guy for you.
No.
You found yourself slowly drifting towards the fascination of the sex clubs and the excitement.
Yeah, totally. And just to like, you meet like a lot of interesting people.
Yeah.
As well. Like that was my kind of like buzz. I was in the toilets of Brookline with a guy, his brother and his dad and his mom was just outside. I met his mom. So he was in there with his whole family and he was Australian. He was living in Berlin. He was like, oh yeah, my parents come over and visit me and like we come to Brookline every time. And
does he watch his mother go off with fucking
strange
Fritz?
I don't know. His mom was
Your mother? Oh, she's with Hans.
Yeah, yeah, literally. Because he was like the dad, he was very, you know, chatty and flirty.
Right.
So.
Oh, you think the parents were swingers anyway?
I'd say maybe.
Right, interesting.
Yeah, I
mean,
or
interesting.
Maybe not. Like, I wouldn't want to, like, I don't want to assume. That's the thing. You can never really assume in there either. Yeah.
But, and plus, I mean, just to jump out of the situation just for a sec. Mm. So much of it comes from some sort of judgment or some sort of perception that this behavior is different to any other leisure behavior.
Yeah.
If some people have decided that they can make sex something that they do for fun.
Yeah.
Why do we consider it different to people that like to go rock climbing?
Yeah, well, I guess it's, I mean, I'm assuming that it's Irish. Like,
well,
is
it's not just Ireland.
Is it not?
No, because I was just curious. Like, so let me bring it back to you. Did you then just completely drop any sort of sense of this being different?
Yeah, I suppose when I was there, because when you're there and it's all you're used to, like that was my life for like a year and a half when I moved over there. So you do kind of, it was more when I came back here, I was like, what the fuck is going on? You know, you get so used to something.
Yes.
That it's just second nature. So then like when I came back here and it wasn't happening, like I was kind of like, this is even weirder because I feel like people are not being themselves.
Yes.
You know, where they're holding back.
They're holding back. Yeah.
Whereas like over there, nobody's holding back at all. Not nobody, but like the majority of people are not holding back. They're completely,
I mean, in fairness, even in German society, when you go to the sauna, men and women, no clothes. Like I would go on a ski trip in Austria, men and women, no clothes.
Yeah.
So they are a touch more comfortable just
totally,
in general with
the
idea of nakedness and being open.
Yeah. Which is great, which I think is great.
Yeah, that's healthy. Anyway. I think that's healthy.
Totally.
But obviously, for most people, even listening to this, the step that you took is a step into the unknown. I mean, it is pretty out there. It becomes normalized for you, but it's pretty out there for a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And I think that's why when now, like, I'm kind of trying to introduce it to Ireland.
Yes.
It's even, people are like, okay, this is even more crazy. Like, what are you doing? You know?
Well, I mean, I would have thought that first of all, I would have thought that a lot of people that follow you on Instagram, particularly from an Irish perspective, are fascinated by your freedom with expressing your body and saying the shit that you're into.
Yeah.
You know, because it's very sexual.
Yeah.
It's not, it's erotic. It's all that, but it's very public.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I guarantee you there's tons of Irish people I know from the podcast that have erotic things that they're into.
Yeah.
Or kinks. But even kinks, like sometimes kinks is a judgment.
Totally,
you know,
yeah.
You know, but anyway, all that, but it's private.
Yes.
You're very out there and open.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, I think it's necessary. Like, I get like hundreds of messages from people, like male and female, being like, thank you so much for being so public with like your life and the things that you talk about and whatever, and your ethos and behind everything, because it's actually, it's made me feel more comfortable.
Yes.
With my body or my sex life or whatever. So I think that was another thing that kind of, what's the word? I don't know, like encouraged me to kind of keep going.
Yes.
And encouraged me to like,
yeah, that it has a real value.
Because I was like, fuck, I've actually, there's people who were actually kind of like, you know, growing from this and like, not depending on it, but like.
No, but they're getting something positive out of it.
Yeah, totally. And that's like, I mean, I get that constantly, all the time.
So first of all, why'd you move back?
I moved back because I missed my friends.
Yeah, which is fair enough.
Plus, my family, yeah.
Plus, you can't beat the crack, you know?
Can't beat the crack.
Shame and all the stuff that you're probably going to talk about in a minute aside.
I know.
Everyday life in Ireland, it is better in terms of human interaction with people.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, when I was living over there, I'd say like 80% of my friend group were Irish.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
Because they're no fucking crack.
Yeah, the Germans are no fun. but like all my friends were, I mean, I guess like Australian or English or Irish.
Yeah,
and they're all very like buzzer community.
Taking
you know
the
mean?
Piss and all that stuff.
Taking the piss, yeah, and having a laugh. But like I didn't have many German friends.
Right.
Yeah.
So you moved back then because you miss your friends.
Miss my friends.
Was it always in your mind that you're gonna start a night quick?
So. When I actually first had this idea when I was over there with one of my friends, and he's still over there, but I was like, oh, you know, we should move back to Ireland. You know, you come with me and we'll start a club night. And he was like, I don't know, we were shy talking anyway. But when I came back, I still wanted to do it. Like I had this in my head, even though I was like by myself. So I said it to my friend, who's probably, he's probably the biggest club promoter like in Ireland, and he was like, nah, you can't do that here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was like, no way. He was just that, like,
he's not a named guy, you keep him anonymous.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, just curious.
He's a good friend of mine, and he was just like, nah, babe, you can't do that, it's not gonna work here. He was like, there's no way you're gonna get a venue that's gonna agree to letting you host something like this.
Yes.
And he was like, and like, think of the backlash you're gonna get off people, like they're not gonna understand it, you know. He was really just like, no. And he was like, and even if you do, like, he's like fucking dollar signs in his eyes, you know. So he's like, oh, you're not gonna make enough money off that, you know, because it's gonna be such a small group. And I'm like, well, that's not really what, like, that's not what it's about. It's about giving that small group a place.
Yes.
To act how they want and dress how they want and whatever else. And he was just very dismissive about it. So I was kind of like, oh fuck, is he right, you know, when you're kind of thinking. So then I was speaking to another promoter who was like, well, did you know about the first night that I was running, the previous to Sanctuary?
No.
I was in another night, it was called Blasphemy.
All right. No, all I know is that another friend of mine had said, so how I ended up sort of coming back to following you again was another friend that said, oh, Jess Brennan moved back to Ireland and she's running these nights. And I was like, then I was really curious to know how that, you know, I was curious to see how that was going. But I didn't know until you started posting Sanctuary posters what the name of Sanctuary was.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what was going on. But I just knew that you had started nights. I didn't know that you had done this one previous
background
to Sanctuary.
Yeah. So it was with a guy who kind of, it probably wasn't the best idea to do this in the first place, but he obviously thought, you know, with my reach and everything else, that
it would work straight away.
It would work straight away and he could make money off it.
Yes.
And whatever. So they kind of, then I realized, oh, I'm running this by myself.
Oh, so he wasn't helping out.
He wasn't, no. So.
So that was more just a bad business arrangement?
Yeah.
But how did the night go?
Amazing.
Oh, it went well.
Well, the first one, see, this is another thing. The venue wasn't right. I kind of just like went into this thinking, oh yeah, because you know when someone's filling your head with like, oh, this is going to be great, you know, it's going to be amazing,
yeah,
blah, blah.
I've had that many times.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh yeah, right, okay.
But it's
like,
always more work than you think.
It's always more work. And I just kind of went in like, I don't know, just, yeah, very excited. And he had kind of organized the venue for the first one. And it was just, I should have realized before, but it just was not the right venue at all. And I didn't realize I hadn't had no contact with the venue or the management. It was all, he did all of that. And what I didn't realize when I arrived on the night, that they didn't know.
Oh yeah, see, that was just
was going. It was so, it was, that was, so that was fucking shitty, and that put a bad taste in my mouth. So I did one more, which was amazing. But again, I was like, you know what, this is not, it's not a partnership.
Not the right,
like,
yeah, right.
It
not
just
the right
felt
guy.
It didn't feel right at all, and I didn't like where it was going. He really wanted it to go into like a private sex party, swinger boys,
right?
Charging like really,
yeah, like that New York style, like guys have to pay $2,000.
Yeah, this kind of
hot
shit.
Hot women go for free.
This kind of shit, right? Which I is just completely the opposite of what I want. Like, it's about,
yeah, you want to liberate a club
and
night.
Yeah, exactly. And it's about, you know,
it's like a sex party.
But yeah, but like, I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, you're like a young girl, you like, you come in here for free. Oh yeah, you're a guy, you know, you have to pay €100, €200 yeah. euro ticket. It's fucking, I just think that's the complete opposite to what I'm trying to yeah. create, you know. And so I was like, no, I want a club night that's a club night. But if you're like, you know, if like you're a kink kid or whatever, like, you can do that. You can yeah. dress that way. You can act that way. You can meet people that are, you know, like-minded. And even if you're not, that isn't your boys, you can still come and dance to the music and be around these people and just have the crack anyway. Mm. And yeah, I don't want to fucking...
But just quickly, just before you jump off that first one.
Yeah.
But it worked somewhat like the way you wanted, right? They were two good nights and...
Yeah.
So it wasn't a disaster.
But I knew where he was going.
Yeah.
And I knew that I was already having such an issue with it. Like, that I was just like, I know this partnership isn't going to work.
So now when you did Sanctuary the first time...
Yeah.
Now it's more you, right?
It's just me, yeah.
So...
Solo.
How did you feel about... Were your expectations met... Worse or better in terms of how the Irish crowd would behave slash how much they would love it?
A million times better. Than
so they all went for it way more than you thought.
It was, I don't know if it helped. My first one that I had was on Halloween night. So I don't know if that helped a little bit because people are a lot more likely to dress up and everything if it's Halloween. But I was so shocked. Like we'd sold all the tickets previous to the event, which first... of all was shocking.
Mm-hmm.
So I run it in Tengu.
Yeah, and I saw that.
They came to me first, which I was like,
oh, really?
Yeah. And they were like, they're like friends of mine, but they were like, we never do this. Like, we never ask promoters to come in and run nights here. It's all very people coming to us and then we say yes or no. So they're like, I think this is actually the first time we've done this, but they're both big Berlin heads. As right. well, so they were like, "No, we want this."
So they were open. Yeah, they knew what they wanted.
We want this. Yeah,
and they wanted like, what you wanted.
They knew exactly what it was. Whereas I feel like with the previous night, the previous venues, it was very, you know, tiptoeing around the venue, and you know, I don't
but
know.
How did it play? But in terms of the night itself, like in how was everybody behaving? Like similar to Berlin, or you found any unique?
The first night. So the first night we did. I was saying it was on Halloween. To be honest, even though we'd sold like all the tickets, I wasn't expecting the number of people that were like queuing outside down the road and around the fucking corner. And I was just like, oh shit.
Are they all in overcoats?
It was like kind of drizzling rain and there were a few people in like little like, you know, jock straps or whatever. And I was like, oh God, we need to get these people inside because they're fucking freezing.
The George must have been looking across the street going, hey, what the fuck? That's our crowd.
Yeah. but it's actually like, yeah, it's a different crowd. But we got everyone in. We had a bit of an issue with the whole phone thing because as I said, that was our first night. So our original idea was to do it like they do in Kit Kat, where everyone has to put their phone in their bag in the cloakroom. That just caused a backlog of people anyway, because people were kind of like, what? Or they'd pass the cloakroom with their phone, and the bouncer would be like, no, you have to go back and put that. So they're kind of shuffling back and forth. So that was a bit messy. But as soon as we got like that kind of sorted, the energy was amazing. I was literally walking around going, fucking every person here is like, dressed up, have made an effort
yeah.
to dress up and be here. And I think when you're selling tickets previously, that's why we kind of try and have it a ticket only event, is so that people who are coming now,
they're not just showing up.
They're not just, they've had like the security there, have had a few people just thinking, oh, it's, you know, it's, we'll go to Tengu and see what's on. And the bouncers have just been like, oh, do you know what's on? And they're like, oh no. And then he's like, well, you can't come in then.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
It's cause.
And were people going at it?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
Well, how come you're not secretive about Berlin and you're secretive about your own club?
Because this is my own club night and it's in a country where all this stuff is still very taboo.
Right.
So, and people are still a lot more private about it here. Like, individuals are more private about it here compared to Berlin. So, I don't want to...
So, do you hate the fact then that it still feels like it's something that's like... underground?
I definitely don't hate it.
And you didn't have any problems with the people that were there? Everybody was comfortable with the vibe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was the first one. And I think people were still kind of like finding their feet a little bit, I guess. The
second, because who says what's what?
What can... Yeah, but that's the thing.
Like, that's organic.
We want people to like have your own, like make your own choices.
So all that is organic?
Yeah.
There's no motivation / signage or...
No,
there's
no.
There's nothing that says... This is what we want to go down.
No.
Other than it's a liberated club culture and people follow you on Instagram so they know you're... Okay, cool.
And I think that's why, you know, there's no trouble about it either.
Yeah,
we're not
sure.
Saying like, oh, everyone come in here and fuck each other.
Rip
and
your dick out. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's not what we want either.
Yeah.
You know, we don't... I think that invites a lot of fucking...
Because Dublin's small. Like.
Yeah.
Like, but I would go, no fucking problem.
Come!
But what I'm saying is, though, that I would be very aware of the amount of people that would know me. I don't mean because I'm the comedian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean people that know me because I know them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'd be just conscious. But of course, I this is not a straight comparison, but people that have a problem with alcohol, sometimes you'll say, like, hey, you should come to an AA meeting. And they always go... But what if I know people there?
Yeah.
What they forget is, if you know somebody in that room, they're there for the same fucking reason as you.
Exactly.
They're not going to be going, I can't believe Timmy's an alcoholic. They're going to be on, Timmy, I've been waiting for you to come in.
Yeah.
So I guess it's similar to that, right?
Yeah, totally. And I guess like a lot of, I mean, I've had friends that have been there and they've like, they'll have someone under their arm and they're like, oh, this is like Ben. He works at my fucking office. Like, you know, and they're so like shocked that they're there and they're like, you know, kind of like looking at each other in their like little harnesses going, oh, like I never thought I'd see you here. And, you know, I never thought I'd see you there. And it's a connection that you're creating as well, which is amazing.
Yeah.
For people that
it's
like...
It's the same when you start taking yolks.
Yeah.
I mean, I fucking took my first yolk in 1994.
Yeah.
Went to the fucking Temple of Sound.
Yes.
You're not old enough. But,
and now you're like...
I mean, I haven't taken anything a long time, but you go to Temple of Sound and suddenly you'd be like, holy shit, fucking Bob. I didn't know you were into this. Yeah. And you're fucking... Blah, blah, I'm
yeah,
fucking chewing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I assume it's like that.
It's like that. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So your next one is when?
Valentine's Day. So February 14th.
So you only a few tickets left.
Yes.
So you don't need the promo. But obviously, for people that are listening,
yeah,
it's good for them to know for the future.
Yeah.
How many a year do you think you want to do?
So this is a thing, like, the venue and... I guess like people are kind of like, oh, you should do it monthly. But I think monthly is too often. Like, I don't want it. And even though like it's not that often, I don't want it to turn...
You don't
want to
lose the novelty.
You know, I don't want it to be any less special. And the thing is that people, like, I mean, our early bird tickets are €15 and then we do tiers. So they go up to like €25 or like €30 on the door if people...
It's good value though.
Haven't. Yeah. But so we're down to, yeah, the last few.
That's great.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's like, it's especially week for a Dublin club night that like obviously we have like purposely like local DJs, so you know we don't have big acts coming over from wherever, but
so you're very much selling the vibe rather than the performer.
So I kind of wanted to, you know, as opposed to obviously like a lot of the like local Irish techno DJs, they have a very certain style and they really want to like stick with that and they don't really want to veer, I guess, because it's their brand as well. Yeah. So that's the beauty about Marcus O'Leary and his like style of music.
He's all things to all people.
He's all things to all people. Yeah, exactly. No, but he like...
Which I could have told you about Marcus before he picked up a fucking record.
Yeah. But he gets it. Do you know what I mean? As well. So so it's nice to have someone there that you can kind of trust. And you know, like I had so many people coming up to me the first night being like, oh my God, the fucking tunes were amazing. Like,
yeah, that's great.
You know, and that's what you want. And I've had a lot of people that like a guy, a lot of like straight male friends who were kind of like, oh, you know, I really want to come, but like, I don't know, like, what do I have to wear? Like, do I have to like go and buy like a little like gimp outfit? And I'm like, no, come in a t-shirt and jeans and hit the fucking dance floor and have a ball.
Well, if I went, I'd just be wearing shorts.
Shorts.
Just shorts.
Just shorts.
Because I just want to go in my workout gear and just fucking dance.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they... But that's...
See, I love techno nights. Very, very hard to find a good techno night nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think so?
Well, when you're fucking 44, to be honest.
It's when hard you're to, not getting it's like, hard to, sweated on by it's hard
to walk. It's hard to walk into them, to be honest with you. Yeah, I've always found techno in Ireland to be quite male, though.
Like DJs or...
A lot of men at the club.
At the club.
Mm. At techno nights.
You should come to... You should really come... To Sanctuary on the 14th.
Yeah, it's a Saturday, right?
It's a Friday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a show, but I actually, I'm in fucking Castle Bar. I'm in Westport.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately. It's okay, killing
well,
me.
Okay, after.
You don't think it would work in Westport?
No. I've had loads of people being like,
But it'd work in Cork.
It would work in Cork. I've actually had loads of messages off people being like, bring it to Cork, but I think if we need to.
Secret Garden in Cork.
Yeah. Is that your venue?
No, I'm just saying. It's a good name and it's a good place.
Yeah.
And you can, it's outside, you can smoke.
Yeah. That's good. That's another thing that's great about Tang is the like smoking area.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because
yeah. Originally, the first venue that we had like, I don't know how many people in jockstraps standing outside in the street with their balls hanging out with people walking past just having a cigarette, you know? So that's another thing. But,
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So... So, because I saw in the Hot Press article you were saying that, because my opinion would be, I'm 44, I've dated through a couple of generations. Mm. Ireland has changed a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
And I know that obviously you're doing this type of night, so you know that it's changed. But first of all, how much do you think people are comfortable with it? How much do you think the shame and the judgment has dropped? And then how much do you think they're still out there in terms of uptightness around sex?
Yeah, I think it depends on... It's just down to the individuals. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's just like, your opinion. I'm just curious. Because I was surprised when I read the Hot Press article that you were still saying that there's a perception that people have become way more comfortable, but you don't find that that's the case to a degree.
Like, I think people are like, oh, yeah, you know, we're... Oh, like, well, we're so liberated and like, oh, we're up for anything. And then when you give them anything, they're like, oh, no, not like that.
Yeah. And I still think that there's a lot of people hiding behind booze when it comes to being comfortable with certain behaviors.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I think it takes a few generations to wipe it out.
Yeah. The really nice thing I think about Sanctuary as well is like, so a lot of people actually come alone, which, you know, that I don't know if that happens at other like Dublin club nights, does it?
I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm not a good spokesperson for what's going on at club nights nowadays.
You know, they'd be like, oh, you know, I want to come by myself. Like, none of my friends want to come. That's one of the things. They're like, all my friends think, you know, I'm crazy and like...
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm like, well, fucking come by yourself. And they're like, oh, but that, like, is that not weird? And I'm like, just do it. And
where'd you grow up?
Where did I grow up?
Yeah.
Dublin. Rathfarnham.
Oh, Rathfarnham. Rathfarnham, you can't get those Rathfarnham people down from the hills?
God, I wouldn't want them Rathfarnham people down. No, I'm only joking. It's like, I don't know. It's weird. I guess it's like, depends on the person. I guess girls are afraid of, some girls might be afraid of going, mainly like probably judgment from other girls.
Yes.
Also, they're probably afraid of creepy men.
Mm-hmm.
Men are afraid to go because I think they're afraid of like being at a gay, like right. A pro, like gay party as well. And they're also afraid of like, oh, who's going to see me here and think I'm, you know,
yes,
gay or
judgment or any judgment.
Yeah. Overly sexual or pervo. Whatever.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'd be there in a heartbeat if I didn't have Westport.
I know. The next one.
Yeah.
The next one.
Good Friday.
You heard it here first.
Oh, really? Wow, that was just a guess.
Yeah, no, it is. It is Good Friday, the following one after.
Bingo. Great. Bingo. Right day to pick.
Right day to pick, yeah.
So then, finally, just if I could just ask you at the end, which wasn't my plan, you say you're private on your Instagram about OnlyFans, but at the same time, you want people to know.
Not really.
Oh, you don't want people to know?
No, not really. Like, I guess when I first started it,
Describe what OnlyFans is, because actually we have not discussed it.
At all on the podcast?
No.
Okay. So
I only found out about it recently. I didn't know about it.
It's like a Patreon, right?
Yeah, it's like a Patreon. It's kind of like a subscription.
I think how it was originally used was for like fitness bloggers or like health bloggers that wanted people to pay for their, you know, fitness
nutrition advice and different things.
Yeah. So then I don't know who caught on to it, but obviously loads of like women, like, I don't know, I guess strippers or sex workers, whatever, were like, oh, great, I can use this for people to pay for my nudes.
Yes.
So then that's what it's become.
That's
like essentially
be,
now. Yeah. That seems what it's almost only used for now. So I got it. I can't remember how I found out about it. No, I do. Was it? Yeah, I have an English friend she had it and she was talking to me about it. And I was like, no way, that seems like a good shout for making a few quid.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was in Berlin at the time and I was like, oh, anyway, of making a little bit of spare cash is good here. So I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'll set it up. So when I originally set it up, I did mention it in a few of my stories on Instagram. And then what was it? So like anything can be like screenshots off it.
Yeah, that's what I was actually going to, you took a question out of my mouth.
Yeah. So anything can be screenshot or screen recorded or whatever. So I said to my friend, I was like, well, how do you know people aren't going to like screenshot this or whatever? And she goes, you don't. You just have to trust it. So my like mentality with OnlyFans is don't put up anything that you're don't want to screenshot. You know? So mine is very soft core.
Like, but you still have a demand for that.
Yeah. But I think it's because of probably my my Instagram reach, you know, where like this persona that like guys are like, it's Jess Brennan, I want to see more or whatever, you know? But yeah, I'm like strictly ass and titties, so I don't know.
No vajayjay.
But there's lots of young Irish girls hopping on the bandwagon and probably maybe not like mentally mature enough to know.
Or aware of,
aware.
The repercussions later on because you can't trust people's reactions, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and like that's on the internet. That's on the internet forever. Or people have that forever.
And there's no like policy from OnlyFans of if you're reported as somebody who has screenshot and put up publicly an OnlyFans pic that you're then banned from OnlyFans.
No. I don't think there'd be any way of them
doing
you could
just ban that account. You could ban the user.
But with the, how do they know if you screenshot? Can they do that?
You can screenshot and send it into OnlyFans.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Like, you could report them as somebody who screenshot.
How do you know who screenshot?
Well, they would put it up.
Oh, I see. Yeah, but see, it's not put... It wouldn't be put up on OnlyFans. It's put up on...
No, that's what I mean. Okay. So, like, say somebody said to you, oh, somebody sends you a message and says, I'm in a WhatsApp group and this guy is putting your picture.
Yeah, yeah.
So then you have the screenshot of his post and then, you know, you can report them.
Well, that actually, when I first had it, one of my best friends was like, yeah, I was at the dinner table there the other day and my brother was like, oh, Jess's tits are being, you know, sent around the lad's WhatsApp group or whatever. So she said this to me and I was like, okay, well, that's kind of embarrassing just because it's your brothers who I've known since I'm like 12. So that's a bit weird. But they're like, oh, it's just like, I don't know. They were like, oh, I don't know who originally took the photo. You know, it's just, or who originally screenshot it.
Yeah, it's just going around.
It's just going around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so I guess from the very start, like I don't know what the word is. Not opinion of myself, but was that really ego? I don't know. Is more like important to me than money, obviously.
Yeah.
So
you know what you're willing to you know what you're willing to put out there for money.
Sacrifice. And
you
know what,
I guess I was thinking of a word like give it up. You know what you're willing to put out for money and what you don't want floating around.
So like, I think like I'm obviously like not ashamed of like the naked body at all. And like, I think it's, I think tits should be allowed on Instagram if you want to put your fucking tits on Instagram anyway, but obviously it's not. So I guess I have to thank Instagram in that regard.
That's what
I'm making money off it.
Yeah.
I'm making money off putting it on this website because I can't put it on Instagram, do you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think there's a lot of girls that are, I don't know, like, I don't, to be honest, I don't even know if they're doing it for the money or if it's just for, I guess it's for, I don't know, maybe it turns them on
some
or something,
people, yeah.
You know?
Do you have to interact with the guys? Do you get like weird messages?
I don't reply to messages on OnlyFans at all. At all. Sorry.
No, it's just
yeah,
fine.
But sorry to the people that message me because you won't get a reply. But I do go in and have a look at them when I need a laugh sometimes because they're funny.
The messages?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're funny. We should do another podcast where we should go through all.
Yeah, I would love to. You have no idea, but
what are we doing now?
Is there? Do you not have a memory of? I mean, please open it up. Do you have a memory of one that stands out to you? Like, you know the way, like when you're chatting with your friends, is there not like one that always jumps out?
I think they're all equally weird. Not weird. I don't know how to explain them. I don't know. I guess it's maybe it's just really alien to me because I don't get weird messages like this on Instagram.
Yes.
I think.
And just the way that men express their sexual desires.
So funny.
I mean, friends of mine, even female comics, that not only fan stuff, just people that post, you know, stuff. Even Katie gets weird stuff. Mm. Like, it is strange.
Yeah.
And how public men are willing to sort of share, like, oh, that picture you posted yesterday, I jerked off and I thought about you with a pillow over your head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're like, oh, that's great.
Thanks.
Well done. Like, I don't know what response they want is the main thing. Like, what did they expect?
Well, I think
I'm in love with you now.
Well, I think possibly, just like you said, maybe some women are posting these not just for the money, but they actually get turned on by it.
Yes.
That probably for the guys, the turned onness is the need to send you a message, which gives them a sense of connection.
Yes.
Your reply is possibly secondary.
Totally, yeah, yeah.
To what they're getting.
Well, there's a lot of, like, I know a lot of girls that have OnlyFans and they're, you know, they'll put up a post and be like, replying to all messages, you know, where like my messages are open and I'm going to be replying.
Oh, right. So that's like an interaction moment.
Yeah. So I guess it's sort of like, I know, like, I have friends that like they write like erotica to people and they get paid for it.
Right.
You know, so like, I think that's pretty big, a big thing, no?
I don't know.
I know a couple of friends that like, they email back and forth. So like they'll spend like, you know, an hour or two at one day a week emailing back and forth from a guy and they then get sent money for it, like a few hundred euro.
I can see that.
So I guess it's kind of similar to that.
I would imagine that every message that's ever been sent to OnlyFans is before they blow their load.
Probably.
The reply comes afterwards. They're like, ugh.
Yeah, they're like, oh wait, never mind. Yeah. So,
give me one or two quick.
Oh God.
Then we have to go. You have to get back onto your life. I have to go do a show about my dead mom.
Oh shit. Oh no.
Well, that's what my show's about.
That's
the reality of life. It's not all fucking.
It's not all sex, fucking it's in public.
You know, in the meantime, people die and fucking responsibilities happen.
The other side. Okay.
Do you know how many followers you have and stuff on that? Like,
I usually
subscribers
average
I
at like 50 followers a month.
That's great.
And
do you have a flat subscription fee or there's like,
yeah,
different,
it's 30,
you have tier one,
it's 30. Yeah, I'm promoting it now. I shouldn't be. It's 30.
Why not?
I just don't agree with it. Like, I think, I don't know.
But the Shift fans are cool. Like these people come here. This is,
oh no, I know. I mean, like on Instagram, I don't promote it, you know, like you're more than welcome to subscribe if you want, but I'm not going to like, so it's just like, yeah, these are ones. So it's mainly like offering money for full frontal. Or pussy pics. That's what it is. Like,
I'd rather just imagine.
Yeah, it's what you would expect.
I feel like the idea of a vagina is always actually nicer than the look of it.
Well, you haven't seen my vagina yet.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. now you're advertising. That's like, what's your fee for a fucking full frontal?
I don't. There is no fee. You could offer me 10 grand. I probably still wouldn't give it to you. I swear to God.
I'd fucking. Show but my finger in my asshole for 10 grand.
So would I, but I wouldn't post a picture. So that's OnlyFans. But I think as well, there's probably going to, I feel like there's going to be a lot of issues with OnlyFans.
Eventually, soon. Yeah. Usually yeah, stuff like that catches on.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of... I had a mail from a guy who was... like under the pretenses, I'm assuming, of running sex swinger parties, and was like, I know you're in the like scene,
yeah,
whatever, so I want to invite you to it. I've been running them for however many years, blah blah. I'm like, okay, well, can I have some more, like, do you have like a flyer for it, or do you have like... He's like, no, it's in like really private venues like down the country. I'm like, can you name a venue that you've had a previous one? He's like, no, for the privacy, blah blah. Right, I was like, okay. And he's like, I know you have an OnlyFans and blah blah. So anyway, I posted this on my Instagram more so to be like,
who the fuck is this guy?
Can people, like, I blocked his name out, but I was more like, can people just be aware? I feel like this whole, like, because I'm running Sanctuary and the whole like liberated club culture scene is taking off, that people are taking mad advantage of that. They're like, oh great, okay, like, you know, they're kind of like, oh well, like, and then he's kind of like, oh well, I thought you were like, you know, this like liberated, like sex positive woman. I'm like, yeah, I am. I still don't want to come to your seedy fucking sex party down like the country. So I posted this more so to be like, can other girls please be aware of this? That like, this is a thing. So this, what I'm assuming is that this is probably a married man who he's going to bring like, I don't know, younger like women that he thinks are going to be open to this down to a house. Probably bring all his other married male friends. And keep it really private because he doesn't, like, they don't want to be found out that they're doing this. That's essentially what it is. So, and I had, I'd say, like, well, definitely a handful of mails back from other girls being like, I got the same message off this guy. And he was like, I was like, right, what the fuck are you doing, like, messaging all these girls? Because whatever about me, like, I have a bit of cop on. These girls are, like, 18, 19. And they probably don't have the same, like, I don't know, mental maturity. And they were like, yeah. And he was like, oh yeah, well, like, I basically just went on to like OnlyFans and like found like young Irish girls. So that's a bit shit. So people, like, be careful. careful out there.
Damn right.
Yeah. So that's the other side of the whole like liberated club scene that I think is that people are just going to fucking take advantage of that, you know?
But that's just life too, though.
That's just life too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the pitfalls of being a woman.
One of the pitfalls. Fucking
manipulative men out there.
Yeah. Right?
All right. Well, Jess, you gotta.
I gotta go. I gotta shut the fuck up now.
No. You're doing me a favor. I'm conscious. I told you that we talk between 45 minutes and an hour. We've talked for hour 7.
Have we?
Yeah, but there's no pressure. I'm just conscious of not taking advantage of your time.
Yeah.
But thank you very much.
Thank you
for coming to Rialto. I mean, I did light the fire for you.
Yeah,
so
it's lovely. And thank you for making me feel so comfortable. Because I'm so nervous when I come to podcasts.
Yeah, but you were great. It was great. We'll have you on again. Find some other topic. Now that you know the vibe, you know.
Next, after you come to Sanctuary, we can do a review.
Oh my god, yeah. We'll do it. We'll figure out some.
We'll figure out something.
I'll go to Berlin in the interim.
Yeah. Exactly. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Jess Brennan just accepted me.
That's great. Now you're in.
Let me see. I'm in.
65,000 followers on Instagram.
She's fucking amazing. Holy shit, Jess.
Are you telling me you're only looking at her now?
Well, I'd seen her from the little photos, but not like these sexy photos. Just what I'd Googled up on her on the hot press. Oh my God. She's absolutely amazing. No wonder.
You think I was fucking... Why do you think I was talking to her?
Jesus. Fair play, Jess.
Katie, she's full on fucking like... She's erratic and out there.
Yeah, I like this. I love her style. Her style's amazing.
Yeah, she just keep flicking away there.
I know. Jesus.
Yeah, hello?
Everybody should be scrolling with me as I'm like...
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Scroll away. Come on. Keep going.
To have a sex club when you look like that. Jesus, there's some fancy underwear.
You can look like that too, Katie. But, you know, she it's the outfits and
maybe,
the style.
Maybe I should ask her, can she like when I come back, maybe she can teach me how to dress up nice for one of these clubs. Oh my God, look at these.
She gets all this stuff. She's an influencer.
Fair play to her.
She's an influencer with an erratic edge.
Yeah. That's great now.
Yeah. So that's what we're dealing with here. That's why I was into the chat.
Pair of Nike socks there.
I had her in my house. I fucking blew my opportunity.
Oh my God, there's some leather thing here. You wouldn't even know how to get that off.
Lit the fire for her and everything. God damn it.
She doesn't want a fire.
She's actually good crack.
She's wearing this leather thing and it's all ties. You wouldn't even know how to get... Oh, anyway, I don't even know how she got that on her.
There you go.
That seems now like a four-person job. It'd be great if you could have, if you were off on Valentine's Day and you could go see what's up. Because like, I get what she's saying and it's like liberated and stuff, but I really don't understand. Because let's say you go to bloody, I used to go out Manute and there'd be somebody always getting fucking fingered on the couch and you're just like having your pint and that's grand. But you know, people are just like, you know, get a room or whatever. But I wonder, is it more just in that club that that's like completely accepted and that's fine? And
it's totally accepted, but also people are wearing a lot less.
Okay.
You know, the whole thing is loose.
Yeah, so, okay, so here we go. What?
You're encouraged to... Well, she was talking about that. I mean...
Yeah, she was saying that the guys
just show up. You can't just show up normal.
Yeah, yeah, that's... Yeah.
You have to sort of... You have to invest in partaking, you know, in some way, you know. And she was saying in Berlin that you have to take off the tops and stuff, but, like, certainly... She said everybody that went in Dublin made the effort.
That's great. Look, that's great that they did that. I'm like proud of everybody who wanted to go, went out. And so, but like, so would it be like sexy lingerie? I know she was saying about the guys. She was saying that they were wearing...
It's whatever you want.
Yeah.
You could wear a bikini. You could wear like leather. You could wear like leather pants and like a... You can wear whatever you want. It's kind of... The only thing I guess is... Well, I assume is that it has to be kind of like... Either kind of like out there creative or out there sexy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, sure, look, most girls going out are, well, not lads, but like most girls are going out at night out in Dublin are dressed kind of sexy anyway. I feel like when I go home, I'm like, oh, everybody looks way more sexy than New York. Everybody in New York's just going out and like they're runners and they've gone straight from work, so.
And you would have no like, you have no sense listening to that, like, fuck, that would be cool to just be in this place where everybody's, like, completely loose and free.
I'd go see it, yeah, for sure, but I don't...
But there's no push to partake. The partaking is, like, very low down the list of things that most people would do there.
Yeah, I think what she's talking about sounds a lot more appealing than when I Google the ones in New York or whatever, that seems a little intense and scary. But I kind of like that she's more like, it's just, you can go. And then if something happens, that's fine, but that's not the goal.
But when my buddy goes, she doesn't say it's intense and scary.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, she doesn't, but my buddy that goes to the ones in New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you see.
She doesn't partake.
But this is the thing, I'm putting a lot of judgments on something I just don't know about. And that's just what you're going to do unless you go.
You know, she doesn't partake. She just like, she just observes, talks to people, a lot of conversations.
Yeah.
I mean, Kate Sheeler talked about it too. It's actually not the first time that this has been discussed on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, and your friend, when she was talking to me, made it sound not like soup, like it didn't sound scary. She was like, you don't have to do anything. You can just come and see. So.
But you got nervous instead of excited.
Yeah, I got nervous. But that's the same way I got fucking nervous when we started this podcast. Same way I got nervous when I used a vibrator for the first time. It's just like, you already have these things that you have to get over. It's like my friend has a joke about having an avocado allergy. I should really say who it is because it's on TV. It's Andrew Ruffalo. But basically he says he just ate it for a year to get over it. So that's just like me with the sex stuff. I just have to... It's like I had an allergy and I'm just... I'm building up a tolerance for acceptance. And
yeah, but
and
no, I mean, shame. At the same time, there's no desire, there's no need to do that.
Yeah, like I look.
It's not. You're not meant to be doing anything that you're not comfortable with.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure. Look, we'll just see. But her talking about it definitely makes it less scary for sure. But yeah, I think it's more for people who are like that kind of would turn them on, you know, that wild, like people banging in front of them potentially, or maybe meeting a randomer and like having a bit of fun, or, you know, so I guess it's people who have that fantasy anyway, get to make it a bit more of a reality.
Yeah. Or even just the curiosity of being around it, you know? I mean, I personally, for me, I think it sounds super exciting, you know, to just be in that scenario. Because first of all, there's no phones. So you're getting rid of the phones. So, you're dropping this concern, you know, some sort of inhibition of people filming you, which has become a problem. It's Halloween makes people crazier anyway. She said her first night was on Halloween, yeah. But I think she was making the point, not so much about Halloween, but just she hopes that it wasn't just because people tend to sort of let the hair down on Halloween anyway. So like the average Halloween night, if people dress up, they do feel a bit looser. It is like putting on a mask, and then suddenly you actually behave with less inhibition. So the whole concept of getting dressed up does actually lower people's inhibitions and have them go for it, you know?
More. It makes me sound like a bit of a narc, but like safety issue, you know? So you give a couple of things that I would think of. Well, obviously you'd have to have a lot of bouncers, right? And then there's drink and there's sex and consent as well. So you're kind of thinking, like, what if something happened at that party where someone... I guess it could happen at any
night. That concern is always there for anything.
Yeah, you're right. I guess that can happen anywhere.
Booze, you know, there's booze everywhere. And, you know, in actual fact, in a situation like this where you have most likely more like-minded people, you would probably think that there's more just like natural policing that goes on amongst the people that are partaking, well, as well as security and everything.
Well, true, actually, because I suppose if you're already, if that, you're probably more hyper aware of it. So it's probably more, yeah, no, actually, I suppose that makes sense.
I'm assuming, I've never been.
Yeah, that was my main question. That was the only thing I was thinking, like, you know, if you're kind of drunk or whatever, like, what if there was, it might get a bit messy, but yeah, I guess.
But that's always.
Yeah,
that is literally always. Oh, that's any party ever.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And I guess, I suppose, they'll be more hyper aware of it there, you know, to make sure that everybody's, you know what you're getting yourself into.
I mean, 100%. I don't know. I'm just assuming. I feel like that would be one of those scenarios where, because everybody's gone in with a certain amount, nobody's consenting to anything, but there's a certain amount of accepting that certain behaviors are going to go down. So I think you'd be much more aware of what you're comfortable doing, what you're not comfortable doing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I would think so, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's just down to how exhibitionist you are and how voyeuristic you are and how much you enjoy it, you know? I mean, it's never been my desire to really go to one of these nights, but I do... I do have a curiosity. I mean,
so you've never gone to one at all?
I've never been. Okay. 100% never been. And my friend, I named her once, but I'll just not name her just in case. She's told me loads about them. But the thing is that in the New York ones, the guys have to pay a ton of money. I mean, she only goes to high end ones. So like, the reason why she's going and the reason why you're going to be allowed to go is you're attractive. I mean, it's straight up. It's pretty shallow on that front.
Yeah, because they asked.
That's why you had to send. That's why you had to send a picture of you in a bikini.
I was like, she was like, it can be lingerie or bikini, and I thought, you know what? I don't have any nice fucking. They'd reject me if they saw my bra and beckon underwear. So I'll just send this bikini. Do you know the one I sent was actually a bikini shot from your beach? So there you go.
There you go. Maybe they're listening to The Shift now.
Yeah, and no, I will. I'm very much of like, when something scares me, I'm definitely not going to have sex with anybody there. That's way too far for me. But I mean, I will go out of curiosity to see. And your friend seems really nice. So and the fact that it's your friend, I'll definitely feel safe.
Well, she's good to know anyway, regardless of all this. She is a character. And she's a mad fucking life story. And she's worth knowing. She's very cool. And she lives she lives near you.
And the thing is, Jess can't come on and say the stories because she has to be professional. Whereas I can go have a little look and see what's going down. And come back and report to you guys.
Yeah,
I'm like a little reporter.
I think
now.
She was. She did tell the stories from Berlin. I think she was just a little concerned about. I think this was her concern. She didn't want to say what went on, and then somebody says, "I went to that Jess Brennan night," and somebody goes, "I listened to her on The Shift, and she told me the shit that goes down there." So I basically think she wanted it to be vague and undefined.
No,
so
great.
That nobody could turn around, because Ireland is small and mm-hmm. you know the way it is, you know?
No, she was dead right. Look, she was dead right. And that's the thing. And that's, yeah. No, I'd do the same. If I were running her night, I would.
But anyway, the thing about the thing that you're going to, if you go with my friend, is that I believe that one cost $2,000 for a guy to go.
Oh my God. That's insane.
$2,000, I think.
Oh my God.
And I know she would like me to go with her, but I just don't, I don't care enough to go and spend two, you know, cause like I'm not dying to go, but I would be much more interested in Jess Brennan's night because it's just a club where some of this shit might be going down. Whereas what you're going to, the main thing is people are having sex. But it's totally fine to not. But like, there's nothing else much going on. There'll be a bit of a show. There'll be some sort of performance, which, you know, you can just watch.
Yeah.
And then there'll be people talking, but there'll be no pressure for you to like partake, you know?
Yeah.
And like, there's a lot of couples there, and the couples usually get a kick out of adding somebody to the mix, even if it's just you standing there and having a little peek at them doing their thing.
Nice. I might learn something. Like, oh, that's how you do that. That's great. Now take some tips.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of material out there for you to learn something, Katie. Really, you don't have to go to a sex party to watch different positions, just so you know.
Like, well, that's how you blow. You do the blowjobs. Fuck.
but you can fucking look up 10 blowjob instructional videos right now, Katie.
I'm not going to do that, but...
No, but I'm just saying that's out there in this world of sex, which you have engaged, you have committed to talking about. It's out there, Katie. It's fucking out there.
Tip one: put it in your mouth.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you can fucking watch porn, watch people blowing. You know,
I know. I'm not saying that's not what I was. I just was making it lighthearted. I was going to say, oh, guess as well. So let's say with this club that Jess has now, here's my issue. And again, you're going to be like, you fucking have a sex fucking podcast. My issue is that when I go out on a night out, I don't want anybody, I kind of already have to fend off a few lads because usually I'm just like music. I guess because my mindset going out is different. So I would have to go to that with the mindset of I'm going to get touched up. I'm going there to kiss or have a...
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So actually, that's a bit of a victim of editing. We discussed that. I just took it out.
Oh, okay.
For a reason, actually, which is, it's not important. It's certainly not controversial, but I took it out. But the thing is that it's the opposite of that at these nights. First of all, it's a lot of gay people. She did say that more of the men are gay.
Okay.
You know?
That's great.
But that is not an issue there.
Okay, great. Yeah.
It's the opposite of that.
Yeah, that would have been my main worry. Because
It's a lot of gay men, women, probably some couples. Like, there's not a lot of just like men on their own. And then I guess, you know, non-binary, different, you know, all genders, non-binary, he, she, they, everybody's welcome, you know? So
basically they're probably more aware to those sensitivities than going to fucking the random male nightclub where they're just like, let me grab your boob there. So maybe there's more awareness.
Well, yeah. I mean, it would be seriously frowned upon.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
Because there's more of a communal, I would think that there's more of a communal aspect too, you know, and that safety is paramount to success of the night.
Yeah. I'd love to go to Jess's.
So again, I feel like that concern, which is completely valid, is wouldn't be an issue. But again, I'm speaking through my ass because number one, I haven't been, and number two, I'm a guy.
Yeah, I'll go.
It's not a major concern.
I'll go to Jess's night when I'm home. I'll bring a few of the girls, and I already saw a bunch of them when I went on to follow her. I already saw a bunch of them already following her. So,
Oh yeah, no, she's well known in Ireland.
Yeah, I'll go there, and it'd be great to see that then because you're kind of like you said, we're both talking out of our arse because we just don't know.
Do you think they would go?
Yeah, my girls, yeah. Yeah, they're good crack. Like,
because Jess said most of her friends wouldn't go.
Yeah, I think that they'd go under the, oh, we're helping Katie out with the shift here. So then that way it's not like they'd...
You haven't asked them in the meantime, though?
No, but I'm thinking one of my best friends now, she doesn't live at home, but we meet...
Did you tell anybody that you were thinking about going to a sex night?
Yeah, I told the girls in the WhatsApp group.
And what'd they say?
Oh, they were just like... Yeah, if you feel comfortable, but like also as well, if you're like, if it's too much, you know, just make sure, you know, you're comfortable or whatever. There was no judgment at all. They were just like, whatever you feel comfortable with, you know. They knew that it's more just for me to go see for the shift. So they were like, yeah.
Except that, just for the record, it's from you.
Well, I would not only be me. Doing I would be doing it for the podcast, just to get a bit of research.
No, I know, but just for the record, the idea came from you.
No, no, I know, I know. Yeah, no, no, don't worry. It's on.
Since we're getting into consent.
On, it's fucking already up there, last week's episode. So it's not like I can turn around and be like, Des made me go to a sex podcast.
Des made to do a sex podcast, yeah.
Yeah, look, and sure, I'm so, this is the problem with being a comedian as well, though. Like, you're like, you'll do some crazy stuff because you're like, well, I might get a joke out of it. Because that's what I was thinking. I was like, I'd probably get a fucking story out of it for stage anyway, you know? So.
Well, you'll definitely get a story out of it, Katie. I mean, for me personally, if I was you, I'd be thinking, why the fuck wouldn't I go?
Yeah, well, I was thinking as well, I wanted to.
Because one thing you know is it's completely safe. I mean, my friend, I trust her like a big time, and you couldn't meet a more paranoid person around safety, and particularly around STDs. So like, you couldn't be going with a safer individual. Not to mention that she grew up in fucking hell. I mean, I won't even bore you with her fucking backstory, but like, it's fucking intense, the nightmare childhood that she had, and she can fucking handle herself. So you'd be going with like the safest person on the planet. So I know that it's completely safe. So in that context, I think, why the fuck not? I mean, in a way, it's almost like you're a journalist, even though it's not that, you know?
Well, the thing is, like, I've already agreed to her and I never go back on, you know? So once I just don't have a show that night, I will be going, you know? Obviously, if I get booked on a better show, I'm going to be doing the show. But I mean, that's, as far as I'm concerned, I've already told her I'll go. So I will go. I'm not going to back out.
And you are a comedian, so you know. I was just wondering, there must be some humor in the fucking Irish fucking sex night. You know, the fucking guy lads. You know, like if you showed up with your fucking O'Neills ramped up your hole.
Yeah.
Fucking, and a fucking hurl. You know, there'd be like two people from fucking Tipperary in the corner, fucking one of them fucking whipping across some fucking guy's ass.
I should go with my Lamford jersey.
Exactly. That's what you should do. You should wear like a cutoff, like, Longford jersey. Oh, well, no, because then you're giving off a sense of mediocrity because they never win anything.
Yeah, poor Longford.
You gotta wear a powerful county sucking jersey. You gotta wear a Cork jersey.
I've got my Irish rugby hat. I'll wear that.
Yeah, but I feel like the rugby is not as it's not as Irish, you know. Even though it is, but it isn't, you know. I want the fucking GAA sex club, you know.
Yeah.
Fucking pull on it.
I'm gonna do a side by side photo with Maura Higgins in her sexy lingerie, and then me with my like ga shorts on and Suter cream all over my face and a jersey on, and call it like the fantasy of Irish women going to bed compared to the reality.
Insta versus reality.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. That's my next.
Well, if Maura Higgins was going to fucking Jess Brennan's night, I'd be fucking driving back from Westport, even though I have a gig on the Saturday.
Everybody
as well.
I'd even consider coming back. No, everybody, yeah, but look,
forget it.
I'll go to Jess's. Jess, if you're listening, I'll go to yours when I'm back in Ireland for sure. And there's something as well about the Irish one that even seems a little safer. I don't know why that is.
But it's not. It
just feels like.
In fact, I think she, I don't know if I left it in or not, but she did make a comment at the fact that even at Irish gay nights, it's like that little bit more sort of touchy-feely than like a Berlin gay night. But
really,
I can't remember. I think I probably took that out too. I just shortened it. By the way, if anyone's listening thinking like I edited it out too much, I just edited it for the sake of pace. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like you know, I didn't edit out anything controversial. It was just for the sake of pace.
Yeah.
Just in case anyone's like, we want to hear other shit. You know?
Yeah. There you go. And that was even, it was funny when she was saying about her, like, not funny, but in one way, like, about the screenshot going around in the WhatsApp group, because one of the guys told...
Well, I was just about to ask you about the OnlyFans.
Yeah, I've never heard of the OnlyFans, but I have had that where one of the guys told me I'd put up, like, a kind of raunchy photo on Instagram, and they were like, oh, you fucking made it to all the lads' WhatsApp group. Like, I was like,
but that's like the friend group, right?
Yeah, so like all the lads will have their fucking, where they're sending like their shitty jokes or like their
Yeah, the dirty, misogynistic, jokes, sexist jokes.
Yeah, like, sure, I don't give a fuck, but I was just laughing at it. Yeah, I was like, yeah, because, you know, for her, like, it's a job, you know, it's just a thing she does. And then you're like, oh, shit, this is a person I've known since I was 12. That was funny. But yeah.
Yeah. But that is the concern. So you didn't know about OnlyFans?
No, but I know.
I didn't know about it until recently either, by the way.
Well, I have a friend over here and she sells her kind of same name as Jess, boobs and arse. But I thought it was via Snapchat. I thought she had a private that they paid her through that. But maybe now, I must ask her if it's the OnlyFans. But she makes like a ton of money off that. And she's very, her Instagram's very booby arsey and stuff. And she's happy out with it.
And who's that? Who did you say? I don't say the name, but just who did you say that was?
A friend.
Somebody in the States or somebody in Ireland?
Oh, in the States. Yeah. She's...
in the States, yeah. Probably OnlyFans.
It probably it's become is. A thing. Actually, Joe, I'm going to look up her Instagram really quickly now.
Yeah, it's become a thing. So, yeah. I mean, I didn't know that she did that. I didn't have her in to talk about that. But I was actually looking to talk to somebody about OnlyFans. But, you know, I mean, I would have no judgment on that either, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, either.
Like, in the same way, I wouldn't have judged girls that did Page Three. I mean, those Page Three girls back in the day in the newspaper, they made good money. And obviously, some people thought it was sexist or demeaning to women. I don't know, but I you know, for me personally, I just think, look, if there's this demand and you're comfortable doing it, I don't see the problem personally, you know.
Yeah, I think is again each to their own. Like, it's grand if that's.
I have no idea what the market is for male OnlyFans. You know, like, I don't know how many women are subscribing to like guys.
Yeah, it wouldn't even have occurred to me that there was one, but I'm sure there is. Yeah, Jesus.
No, there must
be. I mean, it just didn't. Absolutely must when be. I think of that, I always think of women. So, but I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure there is. Nice young, hot, ripped lad.
But I believe that they're just like, you know, you were surprised to find out that Ireland is second per capita for seeking arrangements. You know, women on seeking arrangements. You know, I think there's quite a large number of Irish women on OnlyFans.
Yeah, I wonder. But I mean,
they're just making money sending sexy pics to dudes.
Yeah, exactly.
And I guess these guys like the personal connection, or, you know, the sense of I like you, so I'm going to invest in you. You know.
Yeah. Did you watch? I say there is a new TV show that kind of discusses about the. Anyway, did you watch Stranger?
I haven't watched The Stranger. I saw somebody giving out about it, but really? I haven't watched it.
Some fucking podcast listener messaged me telling me the ending. But anyway.
Oh, God, that's unacceptable.
I'm going to block them out. I've been thinking about it.
That's a block.
I know, I've been thinking about it all day and I thought, you know, fuck, I'm going to block them out. I don't need their like on Instagram that bad. I was so mad. But now, look.
Spoiler, like, that's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
That's unacceptable.
I know. That's sorry. People giving out about people putting up nudes. Put up all your nudes you want. Don't come fucking message me a spoiler.
I mean, come on, like.
So basically, I won't ruin it for The Stranger, but they do touch on the sugar daddy stuff. So I thought that was great because I haven't seen anybody touch on it. And the kind of the, like, I guess the.
Oh, but OnlyFans not a sugar daddy thing.
No, just when you were saying, so like, I guess, you know, with the girl putting up dirty photos and they were going to bribe her. So it's kind of thing, it's like, do it all you want, but once you know, like, if it gets out, it gets out, and you just have to be grand. You have to be like, well, look, this is it.
Oh yeah, I was quite surprised when Jess said that you know, there's no protections against screenshots.
Yeah, so you just have to,
because like Raya, you know, on Raya, like the celebrity Tinder, has been mentioned many times on the app, but like, if you take a screenshot on that, you get in big trouble.
Oh, they can tell. That's yeah, because I think
immediately
because I think
I only did it one time, like literally I forgot, and it wasn't even like I wasn't trying to take some celebrity's fucking Raya. I can't even remember what. I think I was actually, it might even been a picture of my, I can't even remember. But it was just like, I've been on Raya for so long, completely forgot. And I did a screenshot and it was like, warning number one, no screenshots.
That's great. Yeah, they should be able to do that for OnlyFans then as well. I didn't even know you could have this.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess
yeah.
Someone could just take another surprised. Camera and take a photo of it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can do all yeah. that. Absolutely.
So you just have to go in with, put my tits up here.
Yeah, knowing that, yeah, some of it might get out.
And it probably will, like.
But probably when they get out, you end up with a lot more subscribers.
Yeah, so you're on. It's a win-win, like.
It's kind of like an ad.
Yeah, and it is just, like, I guess, for most of them are just doing tits and arse. It's just fucking tits. Like, you know, I have really revealing photos on my Instagram. So, like, I guess it's the other stuff. But, like, but a lot of these as well, like, these cam girls and stuff who'd be, like, fingering themselves or, like, whatever. Or whatever they're doing. you don't have to put your face in it either. So I know a few people who did it and they just didn't put their face in it. So look, if...
Oh, they did cam girl stuff?
Yeah, you get paid for that. Like,
really? Wow.
You know, comedians, they're just like, need to make their money elsewhere. So, and then very open people. So yeah, I've known a few of them. I knew one guy, him and his girlfriend were doing it. Now they had their face in it, but they were like, we're having sex anyway. Might as well make money from it. So they were doing the cam sex stuff. That's the other girl I was talking about. Actually, her name is Lindsay Jennings. She does, she's on Instagram. She has like 140,000, anyway, she's a lot of followers, but she also does the cam stuff. I'm pretty sure she said that to me.
But she's open about that?
Yeah, yeah. She's like...
like you're naming her now. That's like an out there thing? Hello?
Yeah, wait, I'm just going to check on her Instagram now to make... Oh, Jess just accepted me. Yeah, she has... 18s plus, Amy Lynx, Lindsay Jennings. So let's see, maybe it's not cam girls, sorry. Maybe it's some sort of link to, anyway, sexy stuff. So okay. I'll take back that it might not be cam, but it's some sexy stuff that she does there. And you can go on, and she's pretty, her Instagram is pretty open about it. You guys can go check her out. She's great. Right. Really nice person. I like her.
Great. Bit of promo for her.
Yeah, we should probably have her on, actually, when you're back in the city. She's great. She'd be very open about it. About
100%.
Yeah, she does. Do you know what she does? She goes around with the Suicide Squad. She's a comedian for them.
I don't know who they are.
Something sexy.
Right.
Can I look at?
Yeah, I don't know the Suicide Squad. I might be back next week. I'm waiting to find out. I'll know tomorrow evening.
Oh, great.
But literally for a couple of days. Like, I'm in the middle of a tour, but I might have to come back for a couple of days. So anyway, that's it. Make sure to add Katie, as always.
Yeah, add me,
baby. Katie Boyle Comic.
We had two more listeners. Well, actually, they listened to the podcast because I opened for Garrett Reynolds. And afterwards, I told them, this is like a year ago when we were just starting. I was like, will you listen to the pod? And they were like, yeah. And then they came up. They were in New York, so they came to the show the other night. And they were like talking about the podcast and stuff. And, you know, have they been listening for the past year? And I was like, oh, so nice. Anyway.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So thanks, guys.
Did they have a favorite app?
They do. They love my dad. They want to meet my dad. That was pretty much what they were saying. They were so funny.
We'll have to have him on.
And then she was asking. I was telling her. I was.
Can he do a podcast?
Yeah, I think he'd be fine.
Like as, no. But what I mean is, like, is there a restriction with his job?
I must ask him. I think he'd be fine because, you know. But I'll ask him. But he's so funny. He'd be great on. Oh my god, he'd be brilliant. But she was like, it was just funny as well because I was telling her a story about some guy who didn't believe in space and then that I dated, and then she was like, is that Boris? And I'm like, yeah, it's Boris. It's just, you forget
he didn't believe in space.
Yeah, he didn't. He thought space was a government scam.
Oh my god, Katie. You kept like and you went back with this fucking asshole. I mean, Katie, this is unbelievable. You didn't even reveal to us 100% how fucking bad he was.
I know. Yeah, he didn't. Because when he told me he didn't believe in space, I started laughing. And he was like, because I guess what happened was he never talked about like stuff. And I was trying to be like, well, come on, you must have interests or whatever. And he was like, yeah, I just, you know, I don't really believe in space. And it's like a government scam, you know, and all this money that they're going for space exploration, it's not real. And, you know, if there was a rocket to go through the atmosphere, it would burn up or some shit like that. And I was like, what? And then I started laughing because I thought he was joking. And he was like, I don't laugh at your beliefs. And I was like, yeah, because I believe in space. but I guess it was space exploration.
It's not about beliefs. That's not beliefs.
Yeah, it's fact.
You know, the fucking, anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's not go down a fucking Boris hole.
Right, I know.
We got to get out of here. We still have to record the beginning, Katie.
Okay, let's record the beginning.
Which, speaking of fucking space and time, we now have to go back in time as far as our listeners are concerned. So say goodbye so we can say hello.
Goodbye. Love yous.
Goodbye, guys. We'll chat to you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.